Hello, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health issues and concerns that may be affecting your or your loved ones or your family's life. My name is Amy. I'm one of the founders of Purium Health Products, and we are lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who is the other founder of Purium Health Products. He's also an author and a researcher who's been in the nutrition industry for over 20 years. So, David, welcome to our program tonight.
Well, thank you, Amy, and thank everyone who took time out of their life to be with us this evening. As Amy says, knowledge is power, and very few people like to give away power. We're going to be doing that tonight, and we hope that you will take it and you will use it to make your life and to make the lives of the people you love just a little bit better.
And tonight we're talking about children, and children are such a precious resource to all of us that are such a precious resource in our world, and they really are our world when we're parents. They're the center of our universe, if you will, and so we want to do every single thing we can to make them happy. We want to protect them, and there's a lot of things that we just aren't sure or exactly how to protect them. We think we're doing a good job. We're locking the doors. We're keeping them safe. We're telling them not to talk to strangers. Don't do drugs.
Monitoring internet use, but some of the things that are really dangerous are the things that you may not be diligent enough about. And there's really three major threats to our children's health, wouldn't you say, Amy?
Yes, I would. We were going to talk about tonight. Three things that are
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I know that we definitely, have an agenda tonight, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that that agenda is in defense of our children, that Amy and I are both passionate believers that we must protect our children, and that if we don't think of our children as the precious resource that they are, if we don't respect their lives, and if we don't respect what is necessary to allow them to live a long life free from disease, and we identify, living a healthy life as living a long life free from disease. And so Amy and I really are hoping our healthy pregnancy battle plan and our other battle plans to educate mothers, to educate fathers, to educate the educators so that they might be more diligent in defense of this precious resource. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, Amy. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that the focus of tonight's call is children.
Right. Yes. Well, so we're going to focus on children's health issues. And as Dave mentioned, health, we define health as the ability to have a long life free from disease. And that obviously starts out with childhood and the way we raise our child and the things we teach our children. And so what we wanted to talk about tonight is three top issues that affect our children today. And we're not talking about internet use or getting kidnapped or things like that. We're talking about health issues that are right in front of our face, but we may not recognize it. We may not even know it. Our children are more obese than ever. Our children are being exposed to chemical pollution at a greater rate than ever before, and we may not even realize that we're contributing to that by household chemicals and things that they're coming in contact with on a daily basis from the time they were infants. And then also we wanted to talk about malnutrition or misnutrition, and it's very interesting. We are living in a country where children and adults are the most overfed but the most undernourished. So it's a very interesting phenomenon, and due to this malnutrition or misnutrition, there's all types of things that it's leading to, including ADD. It's even been linked to autism, as well as emotional detachment and outrage in children, behavioral problems. So we're going to touch on all three of these tonight, and these are things that you can, as a parent, easily take control of and make changes in your child's life starting tomorrow.
I love your identifying malnutrition. That's what happens when you don't get enough to eat usually, right?
Usually, you're thinking about that usually, you know, on the African continent, you've, like, got starving children.
Yeah, a third world country, a war-torn country, famine, right? Now you've got malnutrition, but how is it that our children show signs of malnutrition when they're so well fed?
Well, it's because here in the U.S. or here in North America, we're feeding them things that are very high in calories, but very lacking in nutrition.
Well, that sort of will bring us, let's hold on to that thought, because that's going to take us straight into our first focus, which is obesity. But before we get into that focus, could I take a moment and share with you some stories that I culled with help from our very able staff, that I culled from various news sources, just to illustrate how much evidence is out there every single day in the news, but how that evidence is pushed to the back pages. It's overwhelmed by talk about the Obama's new puppy, or perhaps a bank bailout. But what's more important, the president's new dog, or the survival of the stock exchange, or our health? Because we could live without tons of money, but we cannot live without our health. So, Amy, check this out. According to one study, personal care products could contain 123 chemicals that have never been screened for safety by the FDA. And since federal law contains no safety standards for cosmetics, there's a very good chance if your child is using mouthwash, using toothpaste, using shampoo, using any type of cream or ointment, and God forbid, lipsticks, eyeshadow, or other things like this, that they are daily, on a daily basis, being exposed to chemicals that could dramatically affect their health. We're talking about things like phthalates, carcinogens. We're talking about dioxins. We're talking about all types of what you could call chemical interrupting. These interrupt the chemical processes within the brain, and they're right there, and no one's doing anything to protect our children. The next thing I wanted to show you is that a study showed that 40,000 imprints are made in a child's mind a year, showing them messages that could lead to obesity, poor nutrition, cigarette and alcohol use, and dangerous lifestyle choices. Now, no matter how many times you tell your children to do the right thing, I doubt it's 40,000 times a year. And the thing is, and Amy, this is the part that really concerns me, is that studies show that children under a certain age, let's say 8 and younger, they can't tell the difference between Sesame Street that's teaching them to read or a commercial that's teaching them to want to eat sugar frosted flakes for breakfast.
Exactly.
For them, it's all education. It's just telling them the way they're supposed, what they're supposed to do. Now, remember, Amy, when we went all over the news talking about early onset puberty?
Right.
These are girls reaching puberty by the age of 8. 17,000 girls studied, one out of every 7 Caucasian girls, up to one out of every 2 African American girls develop pubic hair and large breast menstruation by the age of 8. And what are the problems? What are the reasons? Hormones in animals. RBGH, which mimics the hormones from the mother, phytoestrogens, which mimic hormones, endocrine stimulators, xenoestrogens. These are chemical fertilizers and pesticides. So, again, in addition to the ads, in addition to the results of those ads, we also are now seeing that even small amounts of heavy metals in food, and more from the environment, in air and water and personal care products, that these are linked to antisocial behavior, depression, and violent behavior, according to Professor Neil Ward at UK's University of Surrey. And just one final thing. This is the most amazing study, in my mind, is that children who live in homes where parents use pesticides are twice as likely to develop brain cancer versus those who live in residences who don't use. That means that if you're spraying chemicals to kill roaches or ants or snails, or perhaps in the garden you're putting pesticides and herbicides on your lawn where your child plays, on the floor in the kitchen where your child crawls, if you're using pesticides in your household, if you're using herbicides in your garden and in your lawn, you are absolutely insane if you have children around, because there's no green lawn that, I don't care how green your lawn is if your child has brain cancer, I don't care how clean your floor is or whether you have ants, there are natural solutions that work equally as well that aren't chemical. And in my mind, there is no excuse for exposing your child to that potential risk, whether it is real or imagined. You know what? If there's a potential that if I go through the door and my child can be harmed, I'm probably not going to go through the door until I've gone through the door first, make sure there's nothing behind it, and it's safe, then I'll bring my child through it. There's no way I'm pushing my child through a door that I don't know if cancer is waiting on the other side.
Exactly. And what's so scary is that most of these things, these chemicals are hitting the market so fast, there hasn't been time to do long-term studies to prove this. There are proof behind certain chemicals, and certain chemicals have been removed from the marketplace, but
Removed a lot slower than they're coming onto the market, like you're saying.
Absolutely. And so what we have to do is we have to try to make our home as green and as organic and as natural as possible. But we do know that when our children go out into public, unfortunately when they go to public schools, which most of our children do, when they go to church, when they go to anywhere at the park.
The library, the park, you know, parks are getting better. Parks have stopped using the chemicals that kill our kids and our dogs for the most part. That's a big step in the right direction. But for years, they didn't even know. They didn't seem to care.
So we can't control, unfortunately, everything our children, everywhere our children go, and we can't control the chemicals used in every environment that they're going to enter into. But what we can do is we can help their little bodies detoxify, because we're all built with a detoxification system. But what's happening is that we're being exposed to so many chemicals, we can't get the chemical residues out of our system as fast as they are entering into our system. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight. We want to talk about ridding your household, the primary place where your child is, of these chemicals, which Dave's mentioned quite passionately in his little speech there. But we also want to talk about how you can detoxify your child and how you can give them the tools to detoxify on a daily basis. And one of the very best things to do that is with a green food. Green foods are an amazing detoxifier. They jumpstart all the detoxification processes. And especially chlorella is a powerful detoxifier of heavy metals. And that is also something that can be very potentially dangerous if your child is overexposed to heavy metals. So chlorella is a very...
Lead, mercury, aluminum. Do you know, Amy, that aluminum and lead occupy the receptor sites in the brain where important minerals like zinc, which we know are tremendous for the immune system, where iron and magnesium are supposed to get into the brain. These other heavy metals and light metals in some instances will actually go into those receptor sites and stop the brain from being able to function. It's almost as if your vacuum, you know, gets clogged and it doesn't work anymore. And so that's what's happening. These heavy metals are occupying receptor sites. And so it isn't always as obvious that there's something wrong if the problem is heavy metal toxicity, because it takes so long to manifest itself.
And it can be very difficult to test for. There's the hair analysis method, but that is a little sketchy. There's a couple other methods, but like you said, it's hard to identify that sometime. And so what we want to do from Purium Health Products is offer daily solutions where you're not taking drastic measures, where you're doing something on a daily basis to help support those detoxification systems. not just in yourself as adults, but start your children as early as possible. And the sooner you start your children on green drinks and chlorella and probiotics, the better, and it builds that into them that they need to take these things for a lifetime, because we're not living back in the 1920s or 1930s when things were pure and natural. You know, we're living in 2009, where unfortunately there's many more chemicals than we would like to know of around us all the time.
Like my mom said, as long as I'm cooking dinner, I'm going to be doing dishes. And
exactly.
So as long as you're living, you need to detoxify. You need to clean up after yourself. And so what I want to do is I want to break this down one at a time. We're going to take toxicity first, and then obesity, and then malnutrition. And Amy and I are going to tell you the problem and the solution. So with toxicity, we've got obviously we've got the air, we've got the water, we've got our food. And our food, you know, if we try to eat fruits and vegetables and they're not always organic, if we try to eat fish because it's healthy, if we try to even, you know, when we try to eat healthy, we still might be exposed to toxic chemicals. So let's look at a product like Best of Greens, and let's look at the ingredients. In Best of Greens, you've got, first of all, the ability to break down dioxins. Dioxins are chemical residues from pesticides. Nothing breaks those down greater than green foods like barley green, wheatgrass, barley greens, wheatgrass, oatgrass, and alfalfa. These are really phenomenal at breaking down these pesticide residues, making them harmless and eliminating them from the body. When you look at heavy metals, you want some of the things like chlorella, like Amy said, and probiotics. And so the chlorella is also in the Best of Greens, along with the spirulina, which is anti-inflammatory. And the inflammation triggered by heavy metal toxicity is something that is oftentimes overlooked. And so when you look at toxicity, using products like our enzymes, using products like our probiotics, but most importantly the chlorella and the grasses and all the green foods that are in the Best of Greens. So I would say the Best of Greens on a daily basis is the best thing to guarantee that the toxins in your body are regularly cleaned up and eliminated. And, of course, something like Daily Fiber Blend, which could help cleanse the colon and keep the elimination processes there going, is also vitally important. So green foods, like the Best of Greens and the Daily Fiber Blend, the enzymes and the probiotics, these are very important in the whole detoxification process. You could add tart cherry, which helps detoxify cancer-causing free radicals at the cellular level, to that regimen as well.
Exactly, and I also wanted to mention that C from nature, vitamin C, does play a role in detoxification, and so you want to make sure that you're giving a natural form of vitamin C, not just ascorbic acid, which is a chemically derived compound from corn, which we get to have a whole other show about allergies. But a natural vitamin C, and we provide an excellent, excellent one called C from Nature.
Exactly. And just the final bow on that comment is we have learned, and it is becoming widely known, that ascorbic acid is only an antioxidant. It is not a nutrient. And only vitamin C is an antioxidant and a nutrient and a blocking, defending, and repairing agent. It is everything that God intended it to be, and ascorbic acid is nothing more than the minimum that it needs to be from a chemical composition. But another story for another time, as Amy told you. And but moving right along, the next major threat.
Well, you know what? I just wanted to mention one other thing, and I'm sorry. You want to make sure that your children are drinking plenty of water, because to aid in the detoxification process, you have to have water. You have to be eliminating. You have to be both like urinating and going to the bathroom the other way, too. And so if you are not drinking plenty of clean water, whether you're filtering it yourself or you're buying, bottled water, you're going to have problems in the whole detoxification process. So that is, in my opinion, something very, very important, is that your children are getting plenty of plain, clean water, not juices, not carbonated beverages, but plain water.
Yeah, the water is going to flush the kidneys and the liver. It's going to help clean the lungs as well. And Perhaps most importantly, if you wake up and drink, we always recommend 22 ounces of water within an hour of waking. And I like to put ionic elements in that water, loaded with all of the proper minerals that you need in your body, like magnesium and the other things that your brain needs. So definitely a very good reminder. And any other comments on toxicity before we move on?
No, let's move right on to obesity, which is unfortunately becoming epidemic within our children, even very young children these days, toddlers, who it's not just baby fat anymore, are obese. And obesity, unfortunately, leads to diabetes. It leads to high blood pressure. There's even been studies linking it to cancer, heart disease, and lung disease. So we're not talking about just outward appearances, not wanting to be chubby, or the chubby kid at school. This is serious, serious. Life can be life-threatening or life-shortening, for sure, thing that we're talking about here.
Probably nothing shortens the life more than overweight. In fact, for every year that you carry an extra pound, for every year that you carry an extra 10 pounds, you take 1 year off of your life expectancy. And this has been done by a mathematical model that's very accurate. And the reason why is because your heart is a muscle that cannot grow. It is the same size, and it is built to pump a certain amount of blood. And that certain amount of blood is based upon your body size. For every pound of flesh, your body must produce more blood. So the more blood your body produces, the more your heart must work to pump that blood. And your heart, it has a finite ability to pump blood. And the more you use that finite ability up, the more you sort of go through your heart's capabilities, the lower your life expectancy will be. So, but that having been said, losing weight is vitally important. And we have two pretty amazing testimonials of people who, you know, lost, one gentleman lost 250 pounds, another lost 125 pounds in a fairly short time without doing a lot of exercise, like you see the Biggest Loser, and they're always working out 24 hours a day. That really isn't our style. We believe it's all in the food. Isn't that right? Do you want to share a little bit of that information with our listeners?
Yeah, we've definitely had a couple of very exciting testimonials of people using Purium Health products to control their weight. And one was Manny Tiny Yarbrough, who lost an incredible over 200 pounds by using the superfoods that we offer along with the Master Amino Complex. He used green drinks. He used the activated barley, the rice bran solubles, essentially the power shake, right, and doing
along with a lot of Master Aminos.
exactly. And he had a bit of a radical plan because he was trying to lose 200 to 300 pounds, but you certainly can work the power shake in as a smoothie into your child's diet. And what it is, it's packed full of nutrition, but very low caloric value. And so your child is going to have all the energy, again, that he needs, the ability to focus at school and do well, but on very few calories. So it will naturally jumpstart the weight loss process. And the Master Amino, I can't say enough about how wonderful Master Amino is at burning fat, building lean muscle tissue. And it's also, and another benefit for children, is the mental acuity, the mental sharpness, the mental clarity that the Master Amino provides is just an amazing, like, benefit or side effect.
Definitely. In fact, the Master Aminos are sort of the key because they keep you from feeling hungry. They literally feed your cells at a metabolic level that you never, ever would get while you're on a low, sort of this low caloric diet. And so
these products are completely safe for children. They're completely safe and recommended for children. And I have a feeling that you will also see as a side effect, a positive side effect, is better behavior, better concentration, probably improved grades at school.
Definitely.
exactly. Then we had another young man who sent in his testimonial. He lost, I think, 132 pounds using the product Control, which is the weight loss appetite suppressant product that we have here at Purium Health Products in conjunction with the Master Amino Complex. Now, Dave, what kind of age range would you recommend the Control at? Like, we probably obviously aren't going to be giving Control to very young children, but what age would you recommend starting the Control product at if we have an obese child?
Well, I think as long as they're, 6 years and older and they understand, what you're trying to, to do with them, the child younger than six really isn't able to reason. So I would wait until they're six and you could explain to them that you're, what you're trying to do to help them and get their compliance in using the product.
And it's absolutely safe. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, it's safe for all ages. Absolutely.
Right. And it is in a capsule form, so it makes it a little bit more difficult for little tiny children who don't know how to swallow. But again, the Master Amino could be given to toddlers, small children, by grinding it up and putting it in like a smoothie kind of thing if they have problems swallowing tablets.
Yeah, well, you definitely could open it up and use the ingredients in a liquid form if you need to. Now, again, when we're talking about obesity, we're talking about a whole range of health issues. Being overweight itself is going to lead to high blood pressure. It's going to lead to diabetes. It's going to lead to heart disease. And so we've developed a number of battle plans. We have a battle plan for high blood pressure called,
the hypertension
battle plan. We have a battle plan for diabetes. We have two or three different weight loss regimens that are dramatically effective. We have one young man who all he did was use the Master Aminos and the Control and lost 127 pounds in a very short period of time with a modicum of exercise and just some dietary modifications that are common sense. And we know that you could do the same thing. And if you fail to lose this weight, you may end up like some of our friends and develop type 2 diabetes. So, Amy, why don't you tell them about Scoop and then about the Diabetes Resource Center and some of the case studies that they've developed to illustrate just how effective our diabetes battle plan actually is.
Yeah, absolutely. As many of you know, we had a celebrity, Fat Man Scoop, who came to Dave, and he had type 2 diabetes that he was having a very hard time controlling. And so Dave designed a regimen for him, and he began to take it, and he was just amazed at what it did to his blood sugar level. It really stabilized his blood sugar that was all over the place, even while on oral medication. And so out of that regimen, we developed a product called Scoop of Greens, because before it was like four or five different products putting together, and that was too complicated. So we designed the product called Scoop of Greens based off of the formula that David put together for Fat Man Scoop, and he has been doing phenomenal. Does not want to be without the product, takes it 2 to 3 times a day, and he reports to us that his A1C test is dramatically down. That's the it's a more informative test that
it's a 3-month moving average of your blood sugar, and if it's below 7, you're considered to have your diabetes in control. His hadn't been below 10, even taking his diabetes medicine, and until he took Scoop of Greens, and only after taking Scoop of Greens, this 3-month moving average fell below 7 for the first time and has remained below 7 since that time, and that is a very dramatic result. And we have some other similar dramatic results from people not as famous, perhaps not as recognizable, but equally as dramatic.
We're doing some studies in conjunction with the Diabetes Resource Center, where we have people tracking their fasting blood glucose level, the people, when you're monitoring yourself on a daily basis, and we've had dramatic results with their fasting blood glucose over a period of 30, 60, and 90 days. And so from this preliminary evidence, it's showing that you can turn this around. Dave and I have known this for years and years and years, and we've been teaching people and telling people about it, but now we have some hard evidence, we have some testimonial evidence that with these foods, taking them 2 to 3 times a day, you can reverse this. You can turn this around. Now, I want to make a disclaimer. We're certainly not medical doctors. We're not giving advice here. We're not saying we're curing something. We're giving your body the tools, or giving your children's bodies the tools to do what their bodies are supposed to be doing naturally. And it's because we're so far removed from what our bodies are supposed to be doing naturally, because of it's like junk in, junk out, you know.
Well, here's the funny thing. If you take 10 steps in the wrong direction, a medical doctor doesn't tell you to turn around and take 10 steps in the other direction. They take you on a 300-foot journey into medicine and chemicals and surgeries and all this other stuff. I don't understand that. If you took 10 steps in the wrong direction, the best way to get back where you're supposed to be is to reverse your steps.
Right, right.
And that's what Scuba Greens does. It puts... And here's the point, okay, I want to make this very, very clear. What Amy and I are advocating is that if you're living right now and you're the quality of your diet is, let's say, a 5, and you dramatically raise the quality of your diet by putting superfoods into your diet, and all of a sudden you've got 100, you know, you take something and you address the issue. If you have foods that are extremely high calorie and extremely low nutrient quality, this leads to dis-ease within your body. What Amy and I are proposing are scientifically composed, historically proven, and absolutely pure and natural foods and substances that are extremely nutrient dense, phytochemical rich, and potent, and extremely low calorically, and they will fuel your cells like nothing ever has before. More importantly, we are going to use these foods to help reverse the future destiny of your child, a destiny that at this moment is filled with the potential for cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and emphysema, for death by cancers caused by environmental influences that you, up until this time, probably did not believe that you could control. But as Amy has pointed out, by using Best of Greens daily in your child's life, you could be reversing heavy metals and dioxins and toxic residue and eliminating it. If you simply use a product, a green food, you could help reverse the diabetes, instigate weight loss. And so you're covering many different areas of the threats to your child. And so, again, obesity leads to diabetes, heart disease. It leads to high blood pressure. We've got a plan for each one of those. We've got a product to help you reverse the poor quality of your diet and to turn it around. And those products are right in front of you. They're listed in our battle plans, and all of that information is available on the website. And so, but let's get down to our third subject, which is malnutrition.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, as we stated, North America is the worst. The North American diet, or the standard American diet, you may have heard called SAD, that we are constantly consuming very high-calorie, high-fat foods that literally have no nutritional value. And so we wonder all the time, why did we just eat a bag of potato chips, but we're still hungry? And the reason is we're not getting nutrients to our brain. We're not feeding our cells. And so therefore we go back and we reach for either more potato chips or maybe cookies or candy or something like that, and it's just a perpetuating cycle. And so we're gaining weight, but we're never fully nourishing our bodies. And so we wanted to talk to you tonight about some of the foods that we offer through Purium Health Products that are exactly opposite of that. They're low calorically, but super packed with nutrition.
Oh, isn't that crazy? Imagine if someone knocked at your door and they said, hey, you know, I've got that package you ordered. And so you hit the doorbell. You say, okay, leave it on my desk. They come in. You go over, you open up the package, and what's in the package isn't what you ordered. So you call the company again, and you go, hey, you know, this package was empty. I got an empty box. Could you send that out again? And they go, hey, no problem. Well, what happens is your brain is ordering out. Your brain is ordering that you go and find nutrients and deliver them to yourself. So you do. You go out, you look at food, you smell food, you chew food, you taste food, you swallow food, you digest food. The whole time the cells are going, great, you know, I'm about to get what I ordered. And all of a sudden they open the box and there's nothing in there. And so the signal goes out again. Hey, I'm hungry. Feed me again. And so even though you are taking calories in, those are just empty boxes. And the nutrients that are supposed to be inside that box aren't there. We keep ordering more stuff, but all we're getting is the calories and not the nutrients. So what Amy and I are going to walk you down is what we call our food pyramid pack. And, you know, they had the square box thing? The food groups.
The four food groups, right.
Four food groups. They had the four food groups, and that became the pyramid. And in the pyramid, they have fats at the top, and then, they have carbohydrates and proteins, fruits and vegetables. So let's consider those our five food groups. Instead of the four food groups, we got our fats, we got our protein, our carbs, and our fruits and vegetables. So, Amy, if you were to recommend to somebody, okay, their body craves fat, you know, the body needs fat, but it doesn't need cholesterol, it doesn't need trans fats, it doesn't need, you know, it doesn't need these other type of hydrogenated oils, right?
Absolutely.
It needs good fat, it needs omega-3 fatty acids, it needs GLA, it needs, you know, medium chain triglycerides, and we have all those, don't we?
Absolutely. We have our flax seeds that you can, if you like to bake, you can bake them into muffins. You can sprinkle them over cereal. You can put them on salads, or you can grind them up and put them in smoothies. If your child doesn't really like to consume them any other way.
Phenomenal source of omega-3 fatty acids, which feed the brain, protect the nerve endings of the cells, and stop your cravings for fat.
Exactly. We also have the tropic oil, the extra virgin organic coconut oil, which is an amazing good fat as well.
And tropic oil is a medium chain triglyceride that your body uses for energy, and it's an energizing fat that actually helps your body to lose weight because it is the fastest burning fat in nature. When you eat it, your body burns it for energy. And once your body is burning fat for energy, it wants to continue to burn fat for energy, and so it looks for other fat deposits in your cells, which means coconut oil is the fat that helps you get skinny.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Also, spirulina. Some people may not realize it, but spirulina is a really good source
Of GLA,
exactly.
In fact, there's more GLA. I'm going to steal your line because I love this line. People don't know it. More GLA in spirulina than in evening primrose oil, which they're spending so much money for.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
There's one more. I'm not quizzing you, but we have one more amazing source of really healthy fats, and you don't think about it as being a source of fat because it's a powder.
Is it the rice bran solubles?
Oh, you're good. Yeah, absolutely. The rice bran solubles are 30% healthy fats.
Wow.
Yep, we're talking about, you know, about some of the, you know, palmitic acids that are so very important to the body, for your brain, for your cell membranes, for your reproductive organs, for stimulating, you know, the testosterone and the youthful energy. That is what brown rice solubles are so amazing at.
Absolutely. Now, moving on to carbohydrates, we have the activated barley as an amazing high energy producing yet low calorie carbohydrate.
In fact, it is the slowest burning carbohydrate ever tested by science. And the slower burning a carbohydrate is, the better it is at stabilizing blood glucose, diabetes, the better it is at slowly producing energy, weight loss, the better it is at lowering cholesterol, heart disease. Activated barley is an amazing enzyme-rich food detoxification. Activated barley is the slowest burning carbohydrate, but we've got a couple of other amazing carbohydrates that people usually don't think of. And the reason why is because we typically think of the flaxseed for the omegas. It's also a nice source of carbohydrates. And we think of the rice bran for the tocotrienols, the trienols, the B vitamins, and of course the aforementioned healthy fats. But it is also a wonderful whole grain quality food. And so, of course, nothing's better than the activated barley. But when you look at the daily fiber blend loaded with high-quality carbs, as well as the rice bran and the flax, we have a whole family of grain-based carbohydrates that are so different because they're sprouted, because they're flaxseed, because they are germinated. So really, really high-quality carbohydrates that are available to you in an extremely unique, highly digestible, and nutritious form, but more importantly, very low calorie.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then talking about our protein source, the Master Amino Complex would definitely be at the top of the list. We talked about that a little bit earlier tonight. But also spirulina is a wonderful protein source. Spirulina is part of the best of greens that Dave talked about. Or you could also add spirulina, to shakes and smoothies.
I had somebody ask me, why is your protein better than the protein powder I buy at GNC? And I said, well, let me see. Has anybody ever seen that protein powder in the physician's desk reference? Are there 36 clinical studies proving how dramatically it impacts the human physiology? Our protein is 99% digestible. It passes through lymphatic fluid directly into your organs and is the most highly digestible. It is non-soy, completely vegetarian, completely pure, and dramatically effective for brain power as well as for muscle power. This is an amazing protein. But remember, our spirulina and our chlorella are 65% pure vegetarian protein as well. So once again, just as we have multiple healthy fat sources, multiple healthy carbohydrate sources, and multiple pure vegetarian and highly digestible complete protein products as well.
Absolutely. And then moving on to our fruit category, of course, we have our Apopa cherry, which is a super high ORAC tart cherry juice concentrate. Very easy to give to children because it tastes so good. And then we also have our Biofruit, which is, again, very high ORAC. This one's a powder. It also tastes very good. You can put it in a shake or smoothie. But those are two wonderful, like, powerhouses of antioxidant nutrition from Purium Health Products that you can, easily give to your children.
Out of the 10,000 edible species of plants, the top 2% or less, the top, 0.2% are the ones that we offer you. Biofruit is absolutely the most potent and the most valuable fruits that we have found to offer you, and tart cherry is the single most potent fruit available on earth. So the variety, the greatest variety of healing potent fruits in Biofruit, and the single most potent healing fruit in tart cherry leads me to believe that we have the fruit category covered about as good as it can be covered unless you are in the Garden of Eden.
Right. Exactly.
And then you got to watch out for the apples.
And then, of course, vegetables. And I think everyone knows that Purium Health Products specializes in green foods. And so we have a wide variety of offerings there. We recommend the best of greens because it has the cereal grasses, it has the spirulina and the chlorella, it has cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, parsley, kale, along with sea vegetables like kelp and dulse. So that is a really good green mix. We have more greens. Again, a phenomenal green mix. We have the Power Shake. We have Scoop of Greens. There's a wide variety of offerings that we produce here at Purium Health Products that can fill in for the green vegetable category. We also have the Carrot Juice Plus for your orange vegetables and for that beta carotene. natural source as well.
Absolutely. So again, if you look at, remember that our goal is to provide your body with the foods that will fuel you and not fool you. We don't want foods that are going to pretend like they're going to nourish you and in the end leave you with that empty box. And so we are the diametrical opposite of the standard American diet. We are not a high-calorie, low-nutrient food company. We are a high-nutrient, low-calorie food company, and the foods that we offer are unprecedented in their ability to deliver phytonutrient healing, again, phytonutrient healing food to your cells, whether it be fat, whether it be protein, carbohydrate, whether it be fruits, or whether it be vegetables. And when you take these foods, they will be the tools that will reverse the obesity, that will reverse the malnutrition, that will reverse the toxic nature and dramatically improve the potential for your children to live a healthy life, which Amy described as the ability to live a long life free from disease. So we are passionately dedicated to the defense of our children and your children, and we want you to be as passionately dedicated as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that pretty much brings us to the end of our content that we had prepared. But again, we want to recommend everyone go to our website. There's lots and lots of information on the website under the education tab. There's lots of battle plans specific to diabetes, high blood pressure, the hypertension battle plan. There's testimonials and there's the weight loss plans on the website. We also have our monthly specials listed on the website, which happen to be men's and women's defense. Buy one, get one at half price for the month of April. So please just check out our website frequently because we're always updating it with new information. And again, share that information, pass it along to anyone you think may benefit from anything in the education section at www.phporder.com.
Now, if you have not ordered any products recently, you probably are not aware of all of the cool stuff that we're putting in with each and every order. So why don't you, if you're not familiar with a lot of the things that we have going on, both of our specials and our sampling programs and other things like that, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call our operators and say, hey, what's exciting? What's going on? Go on to the internet, and we're going to put things right on the very front page, and they'll be changing every week or two, and you'll be able to see updates of what the specials are, what we're offering, what our subjects of our calls are. I have some live events coming up. I don't know if Amy has the dates available, but I'll be in Florida. I'll be in New York. I'll be in Germany. I'll be in Norway. I'll be spanning the globe. So come out and see us. We really appreciate that. We're having some new sponsors of new events, and we're going to be out, and we're going to be, you know, visiting some spas. And so if you'd like to come out and see us, please do. Check out the website. Give us a call. More importantly, just take the knowledge that Amy and I have offered you tonight. Listen to it. Let us know if you believe that, I mean, not don't let us know. Decide for yourself whether you think you're hearing the truth. If you don't, validate it. You'll find out that you are. And once you know that you've heard the truth, the question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to use it to save yourself and the future lives of your children, the people you love? And we hope that that's what you're going to do. So thank you once again for taking the time tonight, for being on this call tonight, for taking this information. And please do share it with as many people as you possibly can. And Amy, finally, would you just tell folks how they could listen to this call again?
Sure, absolutely. We're going to make this call available starting Friday on the replay line by calling 212-461-8911. Again, that's 212-461-8911. Also, it will be available again at www.phporder.com under the education section, again, starting on Friday. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I believe Dave's going to stay on the line and answer a few questions, if there are any questions. So I'm going to sign off, say goodnight, thank everyone for listening. Please tune in with us next week as we go over our irritable bowel syndrome battle plan, give some helpful tips on how to combat that condition, which can be extremely debilitating. We've had lots of success stories with irritable bowel syndrome. So please tune in next week. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dave, and we'll be back with you next week.
Great job, Amy. Thank you, as always, for being with us tonight and for sharing this really valuable and enlightening information. I know that a lot of people probably learned a lot tonight that they didn't know before, and for that, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, absolutely. Well, everyone, I'm going to unlock the phone lines now, and I hope everyone has a great night, and Dave will stay on for questions.
Great. Now, if you do not have a question but you would like to listen, please do hit star 6.